free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the David Knight Show. It is Friday, the 11th of January, 2019, a jam-packed, very exciting show we have for you today with Paul Joseph Watson, Will Johnson in the first hour, Hotep Jesus in the second hour, and Jake Lloyd in the third hour. So jam-packed, full of wonderful guests, going to be very exciting and very news-filled. I have Paul Joseph Watson with me on the line right now. He needs no introduction and is a very busy man. His time is valuable. So without any further ado, thanks so much for coming on, Paul.
Hi, Harrison. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you. So what is your top story of the day? And please don't tell me it's The Rock saying that he doesn't like snowflakes. I really would like to not cover The Rock today. But what's your top story in the news today?
Well, I want to get back into the story that we talked about yesterday on the show, maybe in the next segment, which is about the left-wing couple who went missing in Africa. Again, another left-wing couple, myopic, naive, idealistic, going somewhere very, very dangerous to spread love, winding up probably dead. So I want to get back into that in the next segment. But the top story that I wrote this morning on InfoWars is French Green Party founder says Europeans must have less children to make way for more Muslim migrants. This is a country, Harrison, that already has an almost 9% Muslim population. They've got civil unrest. They've got riots. They've got their former interior minister, Gerard Collomb, came out in an interview, which we reported on a few months ago, and basically said they're going to have huge social dislocation, potential partition or secession of the country of France because of this huge unintegrated, mainly Muslim population. So now the founder of the Green Party and a guy who is still an MEP has come out and said, and you can read his quotes in the article, that he wants people to have less children. He wants Europeans to have less children, not the poorer countries, just French people, because they're polluting the planet. And he literally says this would allow us to better receive the Muslim migrants who are knocking at our door. So the millions who have already arrived are not enough. The 9% Muslim population rate in France is not enough. The riots, the civil unrest, the crime, the sexual assault, the complete lack of integration is not enough. He wants more of those people coming from those countries with completely different cultures that are not compatible with our own, and less of the host population. He's basically cheerleading for and encouraging the demographic suicide of Europe.
Right, and it reminds me of the story that came out yesterday that talked about white women in America not having enough children to replace themselves, not reaching that replacement level birth rate. And the solution in that article suggested was we need more migrants. So it seems like the gloves are just off at this point, and they're no longer pretending that this isn't the plan or that this isn't the agenda, which seems to be like a common theme that I see throughout sort of all of our stories, whether it's politics or, you know, demographic replacement, all this sort of stuff. It's like they used to pretend that it wasn't what they were doing. They used to go, no, we like diversity. We want people from all over. And as of just, you know, very recently, it's like, no, you know what? Yeah, that is what we're doing. We do want to basically get rid of you. You care too much about liberty. You care too much about, you know, all these things that prevent us from tyrannizing you or from, just subjecting you to slavery, basically. So we're going to get rid of you and bring in populations that might be more easily controlled. So, I mean, to me, it just seems like across, you know, all of the Western world, the gloves are off and they're basically just coming out and saying it. Yeah, we want you replaced at this point.
No, exactly. They want to import a slave class that doesn't know their rights. They tell us in Europe, oh, we need them for the labor. No, the vast majority of benefits, welfare payments in Europe, or the clear majority at least, go to migrants. So that's complete BS. Then you have like people like Green Party leader Stephanie von Berg in Germany getting up in front of the German parliament and saying Germans will be an ethnic minority in their own cities within 20 years. And that's a good thing. So they're completely brazen about it now. As you said, the gloves are off. The mask has slipped.
It's completely sick. It's totally disgusting. And they're getting away with it without any pushback from the mainstream media. Stay with us, folks. This is the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith with my guest, Paul Joseph Watson. We'll get into the couple that has disappeared in West Africa on the other side. Stay with us, folks.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this, the 11th of January, 2019. My guest is Paul Joseph Watson. You can see his newest article on Infowars.com. Yet another left-wing couple visits a dangerous country to spread love and disappears. It's a story we've heard multiple times in this year alone of leftists who have been brainwashed to believe that all cultures are equal, that they can go anywhere in the world and it will be just like home. And they fall for this lie and travel to dangerous countries and end up missing or dead. It's a tragic story. Paul, where are we on this story right now?
Well, I made a video about this issue, Harrison, on Christmas Eve. It was released on YouTube. It's got nearly a million views now, by the way. It's already out of date.
Right.
These things just happen every week at this point. You have a couple, a left-wing couple typically, and you can see she's got the dreadlocks. She was going there to do environmental activism, almost certainly a left-wing couple. They go to these countries, Burkina Faso. They travel through Mali. They ignore repeated Canadian government travel advisory warnings saying, do not travel here. The threat of terrorism, the threat of carjackings is so high that you're likely to get attacked, kidnapped, if not killed. Al-Qaeda Islamic terrorists bombed and stormed a hotel in the capital of Burkina Faso in 2016. Six Canadians died in that attack. I think it was about two dozen people died in total. But again, they project their own progressive utopian view of how the world works on the rest of the world. They're indoctrinated in the education system by the left-wing news media that everybody's as tolerant, loving, and embracing as they are, when it's not true. You can look at the most dangerous countries in the world. And in fact, I'm doing a video on this, which will probably be out later today. Every single country in the top 10, apart from one, which is Russia at number 10, probably likely due to their organized crime violence, every single country in the top 10 most dangerous countries in the world, and they can flash this up, it's on a website, called Atlas Boots, most dangerous countries in the world. Every single one is in the Middle East or Africa. Literally every single most dangerous country in the world is in the Middle East or Africa. And this is why our governments tell us not to go there. They ignored all the warnings. And there's a photo, which is in that article that you mentioned, Harrison, circulating on social media. Now, it looks like the same woman. I'm pretty sure it's the same woman. Whether she wrote the actual text of the Facebook post remains unanswered. But she visited one of these dangerous countries, Burkina Faso, in fact, two. Mali's even more dangerous, and that's where they went first. Canadian government tells Canadian citizens, don't go anywhere near Mali. This is Boko Haram territory. This is Islamic terrorist territory. So she apparently posted this image on Facebook. It was her with a sign in Arabic with the word Iraq called Hitchhiking Iraq. Now, it's so ridiculous, it could be a troll. We haven't confirmed this, but it could be a troll. But this is what the Facebook post said. I just wanted to share that there is love and warmth everywhere in the world. You just need the wisdom and courage to reach out and grasp it. Open your minds and hearts. We are the people showing others that the world is a place in which solo females can travel to its far corners. Happy 2019. Let's hit the road. Now, that is so ridiculous that it could be a troll. We're entering into Poe's Law territory at this point.
Right.
But we've seen it before. Harrison, there was an Italian performance artist called Pippa Bacca back a few years ago who will exactly like that hitchhike throughout the Balkans, throughout the Middle East. What happened to her? She was strangled, raped, and murdered when she got to Turkey. In my last video, I literally went through like a dozen or more examples of left-wingers who go to these foreign countries to spread love, to spread understanding. They're either raped at best, although it's obviously horrendous, or they're murdered. There are so many cases of this, and we've got another one just this week.
Yeah, and I mean, it's absolutely sickening what happens to these people, but as you say, they go with the express purpose of proving that it's safe to do, proving that all of these bigoted ideas about where is dangerous in the world and, you know, to take caution before going there. And they go to disprove that notion. And then, of course, they prove the exact opposite. And yeah, this social media post, I mean, I don't want to believe it's real, but you're right. This post territory where you can't tell whether something is parody or not just because of the level of insanity that's gripping the left at this point. And I remember seeing this post, you know, posted on forums at some point, like, I want to say like a month ago, and it was kind of like, all right, well, we'll see, you know, now we wait and see what happens to this woman who's trying to hitchhike across Iraq to Iraq to prove that it's safe. It's like, we know, you know, we can see this and just go, she's basically committing suicide in her desperate attempt to prove the leftist narrative correct. But you know, maybe that's just because we're bigot racist. Maybe the Canadian government is just full of racists that just hate the people from Burkina Faso and want to, you know, bring them down by saying that they're dangerous. But, you know, I don't know what it is that you get proof after proof after proof that this is a bad idea. Go on vacation somewhere else. There are safer places to go get a little bit of sun. But I guess these people, you know, they want to virtue signal to such an extent that they will literally die to do it. And it's frankly tragic. I mean, there's nothing to celebrate about this, but there is this idea of like, guys, if you would just listen to us, it would literally save your life. It's not racist. There's nothing racist about it. We're just telling you that this is dangerous. It's a different culture that you don't understand because you've been brainwashed by the media telling you that everybody's the same. Look at the facts. Look at where you're going. Or you might end up dead. How do we get through to these people? The world is not a fairy world. The world is not a fantasy. Their reality that has been constructed around them is a false one. And yet they believe it fully. How do we get through to these people?
Well, they've adopted this utopian mindset, which precludes all discernment and all judgment, Harrison. So we're never going to get through to them. The good thing is Generation Z is way more clued in. And, you know, we can talk about that in the next segment regarding PewDiePie and everything. Mm. But that's another aspect of it, which I cover in my video. Leftists, mainly, not just leftists, but just idiotic, like, people in general who just have no clue about how the world works. They deliberately visit S-hole countries, which are poverty-stricken, crime-ridden, because they think it's a form of virtue signaling to then come back to their cozy westernized existence and tell all their friends, oh yeah, I had such an authentic cultural experience because it was an asshole. It was poverty stricken, you know, poop on the streets, et cetera, et cetera. They think that that's culture. And because they are cultural relativists, they think that that's equal or even better to Western culture. So when they go to places like New Delhi in India, and everyone's crapping on the streets and all the children are malnutritioned and catching diseases because they don't know how to use a toilet properly. Literally, the UN has to have campaigns in India every year telling them not to poop on the streets. They don't see that as backward or dirty or disgusting. They see that as culture. And because all cultures are equal, or in fact better because we're evil and imperialists, then they come back to their friends and say, I experienced this culture. This makes me a better person than you, because you're backward, westernized, and bigoted. So they actually enjoy it more. So the risk for some of them, probably the risk of being raped and murdered, is actually in a completely backwards way a good thing, because it shows that they're more open-minded and they can put themselves at risk to sample these great foreign authentic cultures. So there is that as well. But then what happens, you get people like the bicyclists who cycled through the Balkans again in the Middle East, wrote a blog before saying evil doesn't exist. It's just our bigoted westernized view of other cultures to say that evil exists. Again, what happened to them? Mowed down by ISIS terrorists and stabbed to death. So how many times does it need to happen before we get through to these people?
Well, it's exactly, I mean, you hit the nail on the head with your first sentence. That's a lack of discernment. It's a lack of even the ability to say this is better than that, whether it's about cultures or people or ideas or religions, whatever it is. There's this insane psychopathic sort of tendency for leftists and these sort of cultural relativists to say it's bad. And it should actually almost be illegal to have any sort of discernment, to discern good from bad, to discern, evil from, the righteous is to them an anathema. They can't handle it. More on the other side with Paul Joseph Watson. We'll get into PewDiePie. That's right. The horrific Nazi who is now the most popular person on YouTube and has been the most popular person on YouTube. Is he brainwashing children into the Fourth Reich? We'll break it all down on the other side, folks. Hint, no, he's not. He's hilarious and he talks about video games.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
And a dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So sticking with the story from last segment for just a second, we were talking about those people killed, those cyclists killed by ISIS militants as they were cycling through the Balkans and the Middle East. And our producer, Travis, points out that the headline in the New York Times is, "A dream ended on a mountain road, the cyclists and the ISIS militants," framing it not that these people were dumb, they ignored warnings, they refused to believe the stories about the danger they were facing. No, they were just too pure. They were too pure and too innocent for this world. And we lost them. And then, of course, we have the Scientific American story that literally says scientifically they've proven that conservatives are actually more attuned than liberals to assessing potential threats just in the world around them. So, you know, this isn't just a philosophical difference. There might be some actual physical, you know, brain matter, brain structure difference between conservatives and liberals, which makes liberals incapable of recognizing the danger that they're walking into. My guest for the next segment is Paul Joseph Watson. Paul, you want to talk about PewDiePie, who's been all over the news constantly because he's always getting into trouble for making hilarious jokes.
Yeah, and this also obviously ties into Generation Z, which is the most conservative generation in generations. And basically, they've rolled PewDiePie into this because they've mistaken like their total paranoia that Nazis are taking over society at every level with the fact that Gen Z trolling culture is just the backlash to their millennial outrage culture. This is why I made a video about TikTok. Okay, yeah, obviously TikTok is an app, which is mostly just people lip syncing and dancing around. It's mindless. But there's edgy humor. There's edgy anti-SJW political humor all over TikTok if you look closely enough. And because they don't control that platform completely in Silicon Valley, now they're starting to panic over it. And Harrison, I did a video about TikTok about a month ago. And I said, wait, within a short amount of time, Vice, Slate, Salon, all of them will come out and say TikTok is the new home for white supremacism and neo-Nazism. Literally 2 days after I put out that video, Vice came out with that article. Again, because they are terrified of anything that they don't control, which comes back to PewDiePie. You know, this is a guy who's got 80 million subscribers. He has this fake news persona called Gloria Borga, where he covers the news of the day. That personality, that persona is more trusted, more credible, and more entertaining than anything CNN has to offer or any other mainstream news network. And he gets way more views than them. That is why they're terrified of it, because they don't control him. So an example, Harrison, is the other day, and this story emerged about a week ago initially, esports. They had this gamer girl who was into this esports stuff, and she went off on this whole tangent about how she was being bullied, harassed, how it was a big misogynistic conspiracy to keep women out of video gaming. And the Washington Post, CNN, all these big news outlets reported on it like it was a big crisis. Yeah, another example of toxic masculinity. Turns out that gamer girl, Ellie, was in fact a guy. It was a huge social experiment. And PewDiePie's there on his video yesterday exposing it all, exposing how the media tried to spin this fake identity politics narrative about female gamers being oppressed and bullied. And it was a complete hoax.
She literally didn't exist. And that's
why they're so terrified. He's got 80 million subscribers. He's crucifying their fake narratives on an almost weekly basis at this point. That's why they try to portray him as evil, as a Nazi, as a white supremacist.
Yeah. And to me, the big sort of underlying story of the Ellie, you know, saga was that you have these major media outlets like the ones you mentioned coming out and defending this person that doesn't exist. They're like defending and building up this personality and this person that literally doesn't exist. I mean, this is like futuristic dystopian kind of like cyberpunk world where you have these personalities that literally are not real. And yet the media does so little due diligence, does so little fact checking. They're just so eager to defend their ideology and defend their narrative that they're going to come out and defend a person that literally doesn't exist. I mean, that is mind-blowing to me. And then, of course, the sort of point that he was making, this person who pretended to be Ellie, this woman, he was a semi-professional, or at least a well-known video game player that was totally incapable of getting on a pro team. He tried and no pro team would take him until he pretended to be a girl, and then within 4 days, he was invited to be on a pro team. So it was sort of a, you know, an example, a prank to show that, okay, if I was a girl, I would be allowed on a pro team, but since I'm a guy, I'm not allowed on a pro team. So it's this story that has all of these very interesting parts about, you know, personas and about the due diligence that media companies do about, you know, how gender is treated in the video game world. And yeah, of course, PewDiePie covers it all and breaks it all down brilliantly, as he does in his hilarious, Swedish accent. And, you know, the other thing with PewDiePie to me is PewDiePie is the example of what happens when there's no control. I mean, nobody told anybody to subscribe to PewDiePie. He got really no support. There was no big hierarchy that he worked his way up through. He's just, people can just tell he was an honest guy and a genuine guy, and so they gravitate to him. And to me, that sort of reinforces the idea that, like, if you let people decide what they want, they generally decide the right thing. It's sort of this, you know, libertarian ideal where instead, if you have a hierarchy, if you have people on top deciding who's popular, that's how you end up with awful celebrities. But PewDiePie is sort of this paragon of do-it-yourself and no control, but everybody flocks to him because he's just so genuine.
Yeah, his authenticity shines through. And again, they're terrified of authenticity. YouTube is terrified of their own biggest creator. They don't put him in any of the Rewind videos anymore. Their own Rewind video is the most downvoted ever. PewDiePie puts out the alternative Rewind. It gets, what was it, 30, 40 million views, one of the most liked videos ever. And they're terrified of their own biggest creator because, exactly, he has authenticity. And then you had the other scandal the other day, which was Baked Alaska putting out this TikTok. We should probably play it on the show at some point. Obviously miming to an Alex Jones rant while he's dancing around to the hit or miss girl meme. And then Jared Holt came out. Jared Holt, by the way, is the guy who brags he was the one who deplatformed Alex Jones. And because somebody submitted this meme of Baked Alaska dancing and lip syncing to an Alex Jones rant onto PewDiePie's subreddit, PewDiePie covered it in his video, laughed at it because it was funny. It had already gone viral on TikTok. You know, for a political bit, it had about 4,000 likes, which is pretty good for a political joke on TikTok. So he merely drew attention to it because if somebody posted it on his Reddit submissions page, and then they said, oh, PewDiePie is promoting Nazism again because Baked Alaska got involved with the wrong people a few years ago. Now he disavows them all. This is a guy who worked for BuzzFeed. So I guess BuzzFeed are Nazis too. But again, it shows you the absolute blind panic of him being authentic and original, not controlled by the corporate Borg. He merely laughs at a Baked Alaska video of him dancing around for 30 seconds. And that means the great takeover of societies by Nazis led by the white supremacist in chief PewDiePie is on again. And again, it just blew up in their face once again. Jared Holt's a complete idiot, a paranoid schizo on all of this. And it just blew up in their face completely.
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna draw any lines they can because you're right, they're completely terrified of PewDiePie. And I say they should be. I say if PewDiePie were to try to create a YouTube killer, that might be the only, you know, user, the only content creator that could actually pose a threat. Thank you so much, Paul Joseph Watson, for being with us. You can see all of his videos at Infowars.com. Go there, share the link, spread the word, folks.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. Infowars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, Infowars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfowarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart, get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the Globalist may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
President Trump taking his pitch for border security directly to the American people today with his first televised Oval Office address tonight.
Do you think it should be, I don't know, a delay of some sort?
Why in the world would the networks run Donald Trump's address tonight when we know that Donald Trump is going to be using it to spread these lies?
Because people believe it. People, the president will say what he has to say. People will believe it whether the facts are true or not.
Why should they run Donald Trump's address tonight when they know he's going to be spreading lies and falsehood?
The answer to your question, Joe, is they shouldn't. One of the most time-honored and powerful ways a president has to communicate with the American people is through a primetime Oval Office address. The majesty of the setting, the request for valuable television time.
The president says he wants airtime. He just gets it, right? Well, the answer is no.
President Trump, you will not get your wall.
A wall is an immorality, not who we are as a nation.
Have you considered using emergency powers to grant yourself authorities to build this wall without congressional approval?
Yes, I have. And I can do it if I want.
And so he doesn't need the Congress to appropriate the funds for the wall. He can just do it.
So you don't need congressional approval to build the wall?
No, we can use them. Absolutely. We can call a national emergency because of the security of our country. Absolutely.
It's now up to you to decide which side you're on. That's where we are. And Trump is moving in the right direction, and the only direction he has, to use his constitutional executive power against traitors in the government to declare a national emergency and take matters into his own hands. Our destinies are now bound forever. We ask you to now take action and declare the national emergency and clear the scourge of the foreign globalist infestation threatening America and the world.
As the border wall contention continues, Donald Trump is at the border as we speak, sending out hilarious tweets mocking people such as Jim Acosta. My guest for the remainder of this hour is Will Johnson. You can find him on Infowars.com and at Unite. I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me. Will, thanks for coming on. Where can they find you?
UniteAmericaFirst.com. Thank you for having me.
Okay, I didn't want to get it wrong. So we know we've seen leftists and liberals recently. They're trying to come to grips with the modern world, how everybody can stream and, you know, do Instagram posts. And they're trying to like come back. You know, we're posting videos of Chuck Schumer and President Obama talking about how there's a crisis at the border and we need a wall. And so they try to come back and they post a speech of Donald Trump using a wall metaphorically to talk about getting over your problems. Then we have, you know, everybody's trying to play the Ocasio-Cortez card, and we have Beto streaming from his dentist chair, and then we have Acosta at the wall at the steel slats, inadvertently proving that the wall works. They're trying to come to grips. They're trying to use the modern technology to benefit them, and it bites them in the butt every time. What's up with that, Will?
You know, first of all, you said they're trying to come to grips with it. That, have you ever known liberals to come to grips with reality?
Good point. That's a very good point.
So, they can try, but I don't think they're going to ever be successful because the liberals are completely crazy in the first place. You know, when I saw that Jim Acosta video, I thought it was like a comedy skit. You know, I thought it was a stand-up comedy. He's sitting there touching the border, the bears, the wall, and, you know, and actually absolutely pointing out that President Trump is correct.
Right.
I'm like, I almost bust out of my chair laughing, and I said, okay, I can't do it because people are sitting around me. Now, this is insane. He's proving Trump right. And for all of these liberal leftist, anti-American, communist, socialist, liberal media outlets, for them to say that President Trump can't go on national TV and give a, you know, an order to the people is mind blowing. I'm sitting there thinking about it. I'm like, this is the insanity of the left where they want to control everything the president does. He says he's going to address the nation, address the American people, and they're going to say no. Like they have the authority to say no. I mean, they don't like his Twitter because he talks directly to us. This is tyranny at an all time high. The coup is going on. And we're living it and experiencing it. And the left, they're trying to do everything they can to destroy. But, you know, Jim Acosta is so hilarious for him to go there and say, look, there's no immigrants rushing the border. Everything is peaceful. There's business here. He even mentioned Burger King. I guess that's where he went to lunch. But because it was safe and it was secure.
right because of the steel slats.
He's such a moron.
You know, I felt the same way when I saw Chuck and Nancy standing in the hallway. I was like, wait, is this an SNL skit or is this real life? I mean, they're so inadvertently hilarious. It's quite enjoyable from our side, except for the fact that they're trying as hard as they can to tyrannize and control our speech. But do you think that's why they're failing so badly? Is that in this new technological landscape that we find ourselves, it's way more difficult for them to control reality and to manipulate truth? And so, you know, they're trying to somehow give a little bit of truth while still, you know, obscuring it. And they just find it too difficult because the sort of proliferation of cameras and facts and communication, like they're losing control. They're losing their grip. And, you know, just like they've already lost their grip on reality, but they're finding it even more difficult to obscure and manipulate things, even when it's them in front of the camera, they still fail.
Yeah, you're absolutely. You know what? I wonder why. You brought it up, and I was going to touch on it too. SNL. I'm wondering if they're going to do a skit on this, because they would get more ratings if they would talk about the insanity of these leftist liberals, and it would be absolutely hilarious. But I doubt that they do it. You know, I did a meme with Nancy and a Chucky. But I did a devil's pitfork in between right. them. So. But, you know, you're absolutely right. It's just like an SNL skit. Jim Acosta, so many things can come out of it. So many memes have been created out of all of this. The people are waking up to exactly what the left is doing. And that's why they feel like they're losing control. They absolutely, because we look, InfoWars, there's still people that's still on social media. I know they attacked InfoWars, freedom of speech, but there's still people that's still spreading the message out there, and they can't control that. And they're upset about the whole thing going out against the left, because they expect the American people to be dumb and to remain dumb. But that's not the case. The American people are smart enough to see what's absolutely happening here. And the message, the truth is getting out. And they can't control the narrative any longer. You know, but even before Twitter, when we got our news, it was all filtered through these major networks, and they could take out anything that the president was relaying to us, any messages that they came from the White House. But now they can't do that. And because they can't do that, they're going these extra measures by exposing who they really are. They're exposing their craziness, and we're seeing it. And, you know, it really is hilarious. But at the same time, is the reason why it's such a serious subject and we're not laughing about it, because they're manipulating and they're convincing people out there that their insanity is what's correct. That's the problem with all of this.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're totally right. I mean, it's funny on one hand, it's not funny on the other. I mean, we can enjoy it because it is the crumbling of the structure. It is the success of InfoWars breaking through that veil of misinformation and disinformation and control and censorship and just bashing through it and getting the truth to people. So we can enjoy that. We can revel in that for a little while. Stay with us, folks. More on the other side.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defeat the globalist, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexander Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call to talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to The David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight today. My guest is Will Johnson of UniteAmericaFirst.com. Last segment, we were having a little laugh at the liberals and the Democrats and the leftist inability to come to grips or to comprehend or to use effectively the tools that really are there to get truth out. They're incapable of falsifying these very pure forms of communication. And you cannot overestimate the effect that InfoWars has had in bringing about this new landscape of communication, of inspiring people to go out there and get the truth out and, you know, really just batter down the misinformation and disinformation walls that have been erected around us to keep us in a maze-like, you know, labyrinth of confusion and uncertainty. You cannot overestimate how impactful Alex Jones and InfoWars have been. And if you want to support our work here, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and avail yourself of some of the amazing deals. Does that say 95%? Curcuminoids. Okay, my God. I mean, I know we do big sales. I thought that said 95% off. No, it's 50% off, but it's 95% curcuminoids. That's Bod Ease, the turmeric supplement that works incredibly well. I can tell you from personal experience, and it's because of that 95% curcuminoid level. That's the really powerful stuff in turmeric. That's how Bod Ease gets its very bright orange color. That's how you know it's the real deal. That's how you know it's the good stuff. You also know by taking it and realizing that you feel so much better and it eases pains. I mean, go look it up, folks. Go do research into turmeric. You'll find it all over the internet, just how powerful this natural herb supplement is, and you can get it from InfoWars.com. And look at those ratings. 5 stars just blow everything else out of the water, almost nothing but 5-star reviews. And I can tell you, folks, that is the truth from personal experience. And every dollar, every penny you spend at InfoWarsStore.com is not only getting you a fantastic product, it's also helping us expand and continue to fight this war of information against the tyrants that would have us living in a world of confusion and misinformation. And we do that by hiring people like Caitlin Bennett or like Will Johnson, my guest today, who, again, you can find his work at UniteAmericaFirst.com. And you do a lot of great stuff. You do a lot of, in-your-face stuff as well, where you go out on the street and interact with Antifa members, and not in-your-face in a combative way, but in a fearless way, and going out and really just getting that message out into the real world, face-to-face, one-on-one conversations that then can spread out and anybody can see them. This is how we change the world. This is how we have already shifted the landscape underneath the feet of the globalists, and how we continue to do that. Now, the biggest story today, obviously, Will Johnson, is the border wall and the continuing struggle over the shutdown of the government. I identified yesterday the obvious weak link that's on Trump's side. That is the Republicans, the Senate Republicans, the House Republicans, who I don't trust as far as I can throw them. And I'm glad that they've had Trump's back up until now. But in your experience, Will, or your research, or just what you've seen in the headlines, where are the Republicans now? Can we rely on them? Are they solidly behind Trump, or are we seeing sort of machinations going on behind the scenes?
You know, I'm so happy to see when Vice President Pence went out after the meeting and some of the other GOP leaders standing side by side with the president. You know, I've said in a lot of my videos how the left will dominate the Republicans because the Republicans will tuck their tail and run and hide. Are they
scared? Yeah.
Or they won't say anything. You're right. They're scared to speak up when the president, you know, he'll say something like, "Oh, I can't believe the president said that." You know, so, and then they go hush, they go quiet, they go dark. And then you every now and then you'll get a few Republicans that go on the liberal media saying, you know, Trump should have never did this, or he should have never said that, just to feed them. But it's good to see that they're starting to back the president up. And that's exactly what we need. And, you know, Mitch McConnell on the floor, when I saw that, and he had the picture, the photo showing the border with the wall, and you can see the vehicle in there, and they said on the left, this was Obama, and this is how what Obama voted for, Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, and, you know, the rest of them. They all voted for it. But then all of a sudden, now that it's under President Trump, this same border wall that they all voted for is all of a sudden now immoral.
It's immoral. It's ineffective. It's, any excuse they need to use. Yeah.
Exactly. So they showed the exact same picture. And the whole point is, look at the ludicrous, how ludicrous they are. For them to say this picture is different than this picture, it's the exact same picture. You know, they don't use any of the brain cells that they have. You know, one of the things I like to say, I said liberals, they're missing a few marbles, and the marbles that they have are rattling around in their head.
It's too noisy for them. I mean, you say that like as a joke, but they've done scientific studies where they'll come out and say, hey, all we have to do is remove a little chunk of your brain and you stop believing in God. You stop being so conservative. Maybe we need to do this to everybody. So like, you know, we say it as a joke, but there's real scientific evidence that they're missing a couple marbles. They're not all there. Yeah. It's dangerous.
Yeah. You know, and all this goes back, you know, I was listening to InfoWars yesterday, and when Owen was on with Alex, and our hashtag Alex Jones. And one thing that he was bringing up was talking about how we're in the spiritual realm and how people are being manipulated. And I've been talking about that as well. The entire planet. And even when you were on with Paul Joseph Watson, how they're talking about all of these asshole countries have all these crazy people coming and doing these terroristic things. He's absolutely right. But you know, the liberalism, not liberal, you know, liberty, but liberalism itself is like a mental disorder that's taken over the planet. And it's a spiritual battle that we're all in. And a lot of these people are being affected by it and they don't even recognize it. When they start going along with insanity, as if this insanity that they're going along with is the right thing to do and it feels good to them. Mm-hmm. That's what they believe in. So it is a spiritual battle that we're in and people's minds are being spiritually affected. And go ahead.
Well, no, you're hitting the nail on the head, and this is the crux of the issue that I try to explain to people all the time, because a lot of the socialists, the people on the socialist side, they kind of get it to like the surface, most liminal level. They're just like, they kind of get the corruption. They kind of see the pay for play kind of stuff, but they always, kind of ground it or put it in the context of like earthly materialistic kind of things. It's like, oh, they just do that for the money. That's all they care about. But when you pull back and you look at what some of the corporations are doing, what people like YouTube and Apple and Facebook are doing, they could make a lot more money by doing other stuff. And so you go, okay, well, money is not the driver here. It must be something else. They don't realize that it's a spiritual war that we're in and that these people do things for spiritual reasons to either destroy or propel a spiritual ideology that they're living in. And it has less to do with money. Money is a tool that they use, but you have to identify the spiritual aspects of the fight going on, or else you don't actually see the picture. You're seeing a black and white fuzzy sort of picture of reality. Although it's similar to reality, you're missing the vast majority of what's actually going on underneath the surface.
Yeah, you know, they've gotten to the point to where they will go left of reality just to get what they want. You know, I don't have any tangible proof, but I truly believe that this midterm election, the left did everything they could to steal it. And the reason why I say that is because they have every ability in their mind to justify stealing something or doing something wrong or doing something corrupt. They have it in their mind to tell little boys that you can be a little girl. Don't like the way God created you. They have it in their mind to go after President Trump for what? Doing positive things because they hate the man. They hate this man like no other man on earth except for Christ. Yep, and I'm like, he's just a man.
And he's doing the right thing. I mean,
yes.
But yeah, you're exactly right. They justify it. It's this virtue signaling ideology. It's this idea that, well, anything I want to do is justified because I'm on the right side. I'm the virtuous one. It's the same way that communism killed 100 million people in the last century. Will Johnson, thank you so much for coming on. I wish I could keep you longer, but I got other guests to get to. Great conversation. Thank you so much. Will Johnson, UniteAmericaFirst.com. You can find his work on InfoWars.com as well. You'll have to rejoin us next week. That was too much fun. Stay with us, folks. Hotep Jesus on the other side. Hotep Jesus on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood.
Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment, you're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the second hour of The David Knight Show. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. My guest today is known as Hotep Jesus. You can find him on Twitter at Vibe High. That's V-I-B-E-H-I. One of the most entertaining Twitter feeds that I follow. You can find him also at booksbybrian.com and hotepnation.com. Hotep Jesus, thank you so much for being on with me.
Hey, how you doing, man? I'm feeling great. Thank you for having me on. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you very much. I have a small confession to make. It's actually a big confession. My entire career at InfoWars has been a long con to put myself in a position that I can talk to people that I have been fans of for a long time. So I've done it. I'm here. You fell for the trap. You are now on the show with me. But honestly, I saw you first. Well, obviously first with the Starbucks sort of prank that you did, where you went in and demanded that they give you coffee as reparations for when they kicked out those two black guys that were in their store. And that was hilarious. And then you went on with Owen, and just seeing you on there, I just thought, this is a guy that I would love to have a conversation with. And so first of all, I just want to, the question I really want to ask, what is Hotep? Because Hotep is something that you get different definitions from everybody you ask. So I just want, you know, baseline, what is your definition of Hotep? Why'd you decide to make it your name?
So what we have is an evolution of something that existed for a very long time. The term Hotep, some would say it means peace. My master teacher, Shaka Akmos, would say it means satisfaction. It actually has a dozen definitions. Some of them have to do with post-death. This goes back to ancient Medinetta. Now, the feminists, the black left wing, have turned it into a pejorative, and we've reclaimed it, Hotep Nation. We've reclaimed the title and given it sort of a restoration, I guess you can say, a new luster. And our thing is just accountability, self-accountability. As long as you have self-accountability, you'll find success in this world. And, you know, just basically stop complaining.
Okay. Very interesting. And I think it comes from, is it Imhotep? It's the second half of Imhotep. Is that its source?
Imhotep would not be its source. Hotep, the actual term, is the source. Imhotep is an adaptation of the term.
Okay. All right. Very interesting.
The world's first physician, Imhotep.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, that was just something I was like, you know, what is his definition? Because you have ways of using it where you're like, all right, this person is Hotep, that person's not Hotep. I just think it's interesting, and I like that vocabulary. But when you use that and we don't know the definition, I'm like, well, wait, we need to get to the bottom of this. And then the second half of your name is Jesus. What's the meaning behind that, if there is one?
Well, I come from a very warm place. I'm a loving person, and people sometimes take my spiritual nature the wrong way as if I'm maybe like projecting or something. I don't know. But somebody one day, they came to my Twitter feed and they called me, oh, you think you're some type of Hotep Jesus? And I was like, okay, that sounds great. That's who I am. I'm Hotep Jesus.
I like it. So really both parts of your name are taking things that people tried to insult you with and absorbing it and turning it around on them, sort of a jujitsu sort of move on people. I love it. That's awesome. So you have a good
mental jujitsu. I like that.
Mental jujitsu. Yeah, exactly. And you have a really good podcast that you do that's highly entertaining. Who I can't remember the name of your host, but he has this like infectious laugh that you can't help but smile. What's his name?
Uncle Hotep.
That's Uncle Hotep. Okay.
Yeah, Hotep's been told you every Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube. That's Uncle Hotep. Yo.
Yeah, and I like that too. It's because it's, you know, Hotep's been told you. It's kind of similar to, you know, InfoWars, Tomorrow's News Today. It's like, we've known this forever, y'all. Y'all are now getting on the bandwagon. Welcome. You're welcome to come along. But just so you know, we've been on this for a long time. So I love that. We'll get into the actual, we'll stop talking about you. We'll start talking about, the facts and the ongoings with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and more on the other side. Stay with us.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this Friday, the 11th of January, 2019. My guest right now is Hotep Jesus. You can find him at hotepnation.com, booksbybrian.com, and on Twitter at VibeHi. That's VibeHi, like I said in the intro. One of the most entertaining Twitter feeds that you'll ever find. And your pinned tweet here says, don't subscribe if you're easily offended. That cuts both ways. You're not just talking to liberals there. You are, if nothing else, Hotep, a free thinker that refuses to sort of be boxed in either way. And that confuses me sometimes. I'm like, is he joking? Is he not joking? Specifically about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who I sort of avoid talking about on this show because I want to talk about things that are actually happening. I don't like talking about other people talking about things or talking about, oh, this person said this or this person thinks this. It's like, I want to see what's actually happening. So I feel like most of the stuff around Cortez is sort of just rumors and gossip and innuendo and this sort of stuff. So I avoid talking about it. But what is your position on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? What's the truth behind the memes, Hotep?
Well, what I do is edutainment. You know, I entertain people, but I educate them at the same time. And as we can see now, the Dems are actually providing resistance against or resistance towards AOC. They are actually trying to control her. And as you can see from that tweet right there, she said, new party, who this? So is she insinuating that she has no loyalty to the Democratic Party? Is that what she's saying here?
That's definitely how I read it. I mean, we know she's a democratic socialist, and their expressed desire is to basically infiltrate and overtake the Democratic Party. So yeah, if I was a Democrat, I would be possibly even more scared of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez than I already am, which I already am pretty scared of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and just the, I'm not scared of her necessarily. I'm scared of how the media refuses to police her, refuses to push back against her when she says these outrageous things. And I mean, she seems sincere. I'll give her that.
Well, the thing is, she's sincere. The media is weaponizing AOC. Mm-hmm. And that's where my heart goes out to her, because what I see is an innocent girl who means well. She has great intentions. She doesn't understand economics, which is why she says a lot of things that people might interpret as silly. Oh, she looks so good. Look at her. Oh, man. Oh, man. She's gorgeous. She's beautiful. So, you know, when she enters Congress, all those old hags are going to be like, you know, hating on her and whatnot. So, but I think that what we have to do is the fact that she's behind enemy lines and she's alone, she's going to need some friends. She's going to need some allies. So Hotep Jesus is here for AOC. You know, you need an ally. I am here for you, baby. I am here for you.
Oh, man. She, you know, but
they're weaponizing her, though, because they understand that she isn't fully equipped to be at the table. So as you can see the other night when Trump was on, was talking live about the wall, they had her ready to go in the studio at MSNBC. She was ready to go. There's no way you can sit down and process what somebody says and then, you know, try and dictate what it is that you want to say. As soon as he went off, they were like, okay, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, go. And they just let her go. And then that's when she just kind of went on this rant. And it was just, you know, going off on like 20 different tangents at the same time. You know what she was trying to say, but she just couldn't articulate it. And that's what happens when you put somebody with so much pressure with not enough time to think about what they want to say. You're just like, okay, good. And, you know, beforehand, she's probably in the dressing room. They're probably putting makeup on her, getting her prepped. You know how media is. She didn't really have time to prepare her statement. And they knew that. They knew she was going to bumble and just say a whole lot of emotional things. And they're just trying to weaponize her. The Democrats can't control her. They want to weaponize her, but they can't control her. So now they're going to resist her.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you to a certain point because I do think they're weaponizing her. I do think they're using her sort of naivete, her sort of ignorance in a lot of these ways to put forward arguments that they can't make in good faith because they know it's wrong. But they're going to put her in front of the camera and let her make it and not push back and, you know, let her sort of fall on that sword. And, you know, she even says things. I've heard her say things in interviews where they'll ask her about something. And she says, you know, I don't know what I think about that, but I'm a member of the Democratic Socialists of America. So I'm going to go back and talk to them and then I will know what I think. And to me, that's like that's super dangerous. Like, we don't know who her sort of string pullers are, who are the ones kind of like feeding her information or helping her, you know, as a group come up with these ideas. So that's what I see. I see her as a total Trojan horse for socialism and for these billionaires in the shadow sort of greedily rubbing their hands and going, yes, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you know, you're fighting for the people. Of course you are. Of course you are. Well, meanwhile, she's setting up this establishment and this, even just, you know, conceptually this idea of socialism. She's helping them roll it out. I see her as a Trojan horse. Are we on the same level here?
You find that people who are amiable are often gullible. And that's just because they're good natured to want to trust people. And that's what I see here. And going back to the point with them weaponizing her, she's being very honest and saying, I do have to go back and talk to the group because some people aren't equipped to think on their own or to think on their feet. And I think she's being honest at her inability to do so, which is why I say can't really falter too much. But when she says Democratic Socialist Party, you know who she's going back to, so you know what's coming. So technically, your beef isn't AOC. Your beef is the Democratic Socialist Party. Mm. You know,
I kind of agree with that. And my beef is the media. I mean, to me, I don't want to denigrate her and just, you know, just attack her personally, but just in a metaphor sense, I see her almost as like a little kid that's acting up and doesn't know any better. She's acting up. And to me, it's like the parents. It's like, yo, are you not going to deal with this? Like, you got to say something about this. So to me, it's the media when she says things and they don't push back. It's like, all right, you know, she's wrong, but she believes what she's saying. I don't think she's lying. But you know, where are the adults in the room to reel her back in? Instead, they're like, oh, she seems really cool. We're going to start doing what she does and say what she says because they're so cool. It's like the parents trying to act like the kids all of a sudden. And it's all upside down world to me.
Yeah. You know, so for me, I always say, you know, we can't pay too much attention to these media avatars, right? We got to select who's real and who's not. But we have to frame the media. You know, with my kids, I frame the media and let them know. You see that thing right there that they call the TV? Like, everything that comes out of it is bullshit. You know, that's You just got to frame it that way from young and let people know that everything that comes out the media is just hot garbage. So it has to be controlled. Mm-hmm. Now you can now. So they'll say, then why is it there? And it's like, well, you can pull information from it if you have the ability to discern, if you have educated yourself and given yourself the ability to discern and being able to fact check. Then you can start seeing things in the media, like when you saw the Starbucks stunt I pulled. I did that because I was able to see through the media trends. And that's the power of watching the TV and watching the TV, you know?
No, yeah, that's such a good point. And, you know, I'm going to pull a liberal stunt here and relate it to Harry Potter. But there's that time in Harry Potter where the main newspaper is lying about Harry, and so nobody reads it, and they go instead to the sort of conspiracy theorist one, because that one's telling the truth. But then Hermione, the smart one, says, no, you got to read the Daily Prophet, because even though they're lies, you can derive truth from those lies. You can read what they're saying and go, okay, now why do they want me to believe this? And you can really deconstruct it. Now, my frustration with AOC is that I see us falling into the trap that the media fell into with Trump, where it's like, I don't want to talk about her, but the stuff that's happening around her is so crazy. It's like, I have to, so I'm playing into it. It's like this weird, we can't get away. It's hard to get away. How do we get away?
That's why you gotta love what you hate.
Love what you hate. That's Hotep Jesus. More on the other side. We'll be right back after this. We're gonna talk about Root for the Wall, which is a hilarious and poignant hashtag that Hotep Jesus and Uncle Hotep started on their podcast. We'll get down into it and about why the wall is actually good for Black Americans. Believe it or not, the wall is not racist. Not wanting the wall is racist. That's right. We're flipping the narrative on its head. Infowars.com/show. Send it out.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call to talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The wall continues to rage. Trump on the border again continuing to threaten to use the his executive power to use the army to build the wall. Hasn't pulled the trigger yet, hasn't declared a national emergency. But my guest, Hotep Jesus, has a podcast that he had a very interesting take on this. And it culminated basically in the hashtag root for the wall, root the number four, and then the wall. So, Hotep, I want you to, give me the background behind this hashtag.
Yeah, so it started as a joke on a podcast. We're basically looking at the root. And the root, we were saying, like make the root Hotep again. Because the root, it used to be very Hotep. So there's an article on the root that basically says how illegal immigration hurts Black America. That's what it says. And the narrative seems to have switched. That's on theroot.com. Now the root now is like pro LGBT and feminist and, you know, just like the crazy SJW stuff, like anti-Trump. They probably got a million articles that are anti-Trump. They have a million articles that are anti-Hotep that are just making fun of Hoteps, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in the past, they were for the wall. The publication was for the wall. Now the story has flipped. So the new mission, this is the new operation for people to participate online. Hashtag root, the number four, the wall. Post that article with that hashtag. And when people ask you, you know, about this, white people, your alibi is not having a wall is racist.
Right. Totally reverse it. 180 degrees.
Hashtag root, the number four, the wall. Let them know that illegal immigration is actually racist. It's racist against Black people. And they think they're slick because they created that term, people of color, so they could loop us in with everything. And you see it now happening with TPUSA. TPUSA now has this new Latin thing that they're doing. So everybody does this to Black people, you know, where they'll bring us in and then they'll try and push us out using the Latin community. It's crazy, man. It's crazy out here.
Yeah, no, I've noticed that as well. And, I think that's a great thing because it's similar to when you look at, you know, Chuck Schumer or, Barack Obama, when they were talking about needing border security and, you know, this isn't good for our minorities. This isn't good for, you know, the most vulnerable people in our country. And they were saying that a couple years ago. Now they've totally changed their course, just like the online publication The Root has done. But nothing has changed except for their position. Nothing has been revealed that it's, oh, okay, what we said before is no longer true. No, that's still true. It's still true that the illegal immigration does drive down wages, does, you know, continue or encourage unemployment in the lower spectrums of classes, which includes a disproportionate amount of people of color. No, it's such a stupid phrase that it's basically just saying non-white people. It's just to align everybody against white people. It's total manipulation of language. But yeah, so nothing has changed. So how are they able to get away with just going, yeah, we forget what we said earlier. What, were they lying earlier? Did something change? Like, how does that happen in their head where they can just completely flip their position and see no problem with that and seem like they're being totally consistent?
Well, it's the TDS, Trump derangement syndrome, we all have diagnosed these people with. Anything that Trump is for, you pretty much have to be against. That's how they've sculpted public opinion. And anybody who's pro-Trump is so-called canceled. You're castigated. They'll hang you in the court of public opinion. So they'll do a reversal. They'll do a complete reversal in their own ideology just to be anti-Trump. This is what America has come to. This is what the political landscape has come to. That one man has so much power that people would rather contradict themselves than to say what's right.
And like what in your reading of the situation, what is it about Trump that causes them to go so insane? I mean, I know we have our theories. We have, you know, our reasons. We see him as like this champion of anti-globalism and that it just terrifies them. They see him as an existential threat. Do you agree with that? Or what's your reading on why this man, why Donald Trump so terrifies these people?
Because he won. they're still mad that he won. He wasn't supposed to win. He wasn't supposed to win. The media said he didn't have a chance in hell. Hillary was supposed to be the first female president. They had the entire narrative. They had our next 4 years, 8 years of our life planned out. And he came in and threw a wrench in those plans. And they're mad about it. And they're throwing a tantrum. And that's why they're trying so hard to impeach him. Because they're throwing a tantrum. They just don't want him in there.
You know, you said something. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Finish your thought there if you have one.
Sore losers. They're just sore losers.
Sore losers, yeah. Yeah, you know, there definitely is that. And they're definitely just desperate to get us back on the track that they had laid out for us. Something you said earlier in that reminded me of something you mentioned in your podcast that I was listening to about R. Kelly and about how now they've done this documentary about R. Kelly where they have totally demonized him and, you know, in the vision of most people have proven that he is an evil person that has committed crimes. And now they put him on trial. Can you talk a little bit about how the media does that, how they put somebody on trial on the media first to get that guilty plea and then they do the actual trial? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. What they do is they line you up. First, they find you guilty in the court of public opinion. Once they know they can find you guilty in the court of public opinion, then that's when the real court comes in and you see R. Kelly now is being brought under an investigation in the state of Georgia. But they first have to do it with public opinion. Get the people to hang you. Once they get the people to hang you, they can do whatever they want in those courts. Because it's the people that have the power. But they control and they manipulate us. And they feed us this programming. 3 days of negative programming on one man. But when we have a lot of other people like the Weinsteins of the world, there is not the same coverage. You see, they did the same thing with Bill Cosby. They ran a special with Bill Cosby. They ran a special. They brought all those women up there. They ran a special. Then he ended up in jail. They hung him in the court of public opinion first, and then they locked him up in the real jail.
Yeah, that the Cosby case is a very interesting one, and I should really cover it more on here because when you look at how that case went, I mean, they had people come in. They basically had like feminist professors come in and explain to the jury their feminist, you know, concept of consent and basically totally manipulated the jury. So, yeah, they do it. They do it in all sorts of ways. We saw it with Kavanaugh. We've seen it over and over where they sort of sacrifice somebody in the media, in the public opinion, and then they put them on trial, and of course they've already predetermined the guilt of that person. Are you able to stay on with us for a little bit longer?
Yeah, they tried that with Trump. They tried that with Stormy Daniels. They tried to hang him in the court of public opinion, and everybody was like, ah, we don't care.
Trump, he's Teflon, man. Nothing sticks to him. It's really amazing how there's strategies that work so well for everybody else. They just don't work with Trump. He's too good. I don't know what it is. All right, more with Hotep Jesus on the other side at Vibe High on Twitter, V-I-B-E-H-I on Twitter, and Hotep Jesus. HotepNation.com. I'll get your website on the other side and we'll get back. I'll get it correct. Stay with us, folks. You will not want to miss the continuation of the David Knight Show. Infowars.com/show.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
It has been a star-studded first half of The David Knight Show. My name is Harrison Smith, sitting in for David Knight. The party continues. My guest, Hotep Jesus. You can find him on Twitter at Vibe High. Now, Hotep, you have very unique positions and unique opinions about racial issues in America. I mean, you're pretty focused on a lot of black issues, or just issues of the contention sort of between the races that is largely manufactured, in my opinion, by the media. But right now you're seeing with this new crop of congressmen and women, they're bringing back talk about reparations. And in fact, I have a tweet by Marianne Williamson who says the U.S. should pay reparations for slavery in the form of $100 billion giving to educational and economic renewal in the black community. And of course, the first reply to her is too low. That's too low of an amount. We need far, far more than that in reparations. I think it's absolutely ridiculous to punish people now for things that unrelated or, you know, just other people did hundreds of years ago. To me, this is just anathema to a free and open society of individuals where we don't collectively punish or reward anybody. But just from your perspective, what are you seeing about this, and just what's your opinion on this new talk about reparations in the Congress?
This is a very complicated subject. So follow me. Okay?
Okay.
First of all, you cannot pay out reparations with fiat notes. Now, if they pay out with fiat notes, will Hotep Jesus accept? Absolutely. I'm not turning down money. I'm no fool. But if we're going to negotiate reparations, it cannot be in the form of Federal Reserve notes. Now, the problem with the reparations is exactly what you said. You can't punish people now for what happened back then. Now, here's where things get complicated. The truth is that black people, the true natives of this land, see, our reparations has already been squandered and has gone to a people that is not the natives, people that are not the natives. You see, a similar thing happened in Hawaii, where there was an indigenous black African descent population, and it gets taken over by these lighter skinned people. In Hawaii, they call them Samoans. In America, they call them Native Americans. In South America, they call them Aztecs. These mixed race mulatto peoples are not the actual natives of America or these lands. It is the indigenous African people. So we've been hoodwinked. The black community has been hoodwinked. In fact, if you ask people about racism in Hawaii now, you'll see that not even the Samoans like black people. And they know when you go look at King Kamehameha, I believe late 1800s, I want to say. It's a black African man. It's the last king. I believe he was the last king of Hawaii. This is a kingdom. And they've been replaced by this mixed race colonizer.
Okay, but I admit you kind of lost me there. So you're not talking about Europeans as colonizers. You're talking about another race as colonizers and mixing with, and you're saying that the original occupiers or natives of America and Hawaii were black Africans, and that they were replaced by the Native Americans.
When you have a mixed race people that is now a new race, this is a mixed race people. Some people might call them Hispanic. That's a mixed race people. You see, when the Spanish landed in South America and they spread their Spanish language, they mixed with the indigenous African population. And they created a new race, which is this mulatto group, which they call Hispanic. In Hawaii, they call them Samoans. Now, when you go look at Hawaii and see who got reparations in Hawaii or who got preferential treatment in Hawaii, you'll see it's the Samoans. When you go there, you'll see a lighter skinned people. Some people on the left might call this colorism. Marcus Garvey, when he was here in the 1920s, he spoke about it in the NAACP. He said when he walked in the NAACP, he could hardly tell if there was any black people working there. This is in the writings and teachings of Marcus Garvey.
Well, see, See, now you've kind of confused me, because we were talking earlier about how they've used this term POC, people of color, to sort of differentiate white people from everybody else. But it seems to me like you're kind of going there with this distinction between the colonizers coming in and the people there you're calling African or black. But is that not just sort of is that not making the same distinction, where you're just dividing everybody into two rather than maybe into in particular races?
What I don't follow. What is the alternative?
Well, the alternative would be that these people were Native Americans. I just wouldn't call them Africans.
Okay, so the people that you know of as Native Americans are not the people that were raped by Christopher Columbus when he landed in the Caribbean, when he landed in Haiti, Jamaica. When they got there, those were black people. You don't have a mixed race people until the following of the rape. Now, when they say, go ahead.
We have pretty, pure indigenous, people who have no sort of European admixture in them in Central and South America. They don't look black to me. So what am I missing?
There's no what?
No, I said there's indigenous people in South and Central America with no, like, European admixture, no European blood in their bloodline.
Who?
Just the native, indigenous Mexicans or Central Americans or South Americans. And they don't look like they're from Africa to me. They look like they're, Aztec or Mayan, this ancient race.
Are you positive about that?
I'm fairly, this is my personal experience. Argument against that?
Once you start playing the game that, what do? You send like your blood samples into these companies and then they tell you like where you're from. You see, once you jump in that game, you're lost already. You see, I'll take the test and they're going to tell me all these different parts of Africa that I'm from, right? But that's actually not antiquated enough, because at one point those borders didn't exist. Those nations didn't exist. They were created by the Dutch, the German, the French, and the English, these divisions of Africa. So we're asking a people who are not indigenous to describe the indigenous. That doesn't make sense. And that's where we get lost in the sauce. We have to come back to the beginning, to antiquity, and teach history in chronological order. And once we do that, we'll start thinking clearer.
Well, I would agree with you in the fact that you go far enough back and we're all one race. So, all the racial distinguishing goes away, and, eventually you go far enough back and you realize that we're all one human race. The distinctions between us are.
And what was that race?
I would call it the race of whatever the race Noah was. I don't know. What do you call it?
It would be African.
Well, sure, yeah. I think that's the scientific consensus, is that's where life, humans sort of began. Yeah.
Okay, so if humans begin from Africa, why would Africans not populate the lands of the earth?
Well, yeah, no, you're right that you go far enough back, and that's where you see the genesis of all these different races. But in terms of reparations, that's specifically about slavery, which were slaves brought specifically from Africa. So we're dealing with a much more, close up history. Well, let's get more into it. We'll keep talking about it on the other side. Don't go anywhere, folks. Very interesting conversation. Vibe High at Vibe High on Twitter. Hotep Jesus. Don't go anywhere, folks. More on the other side.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together.
with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. My guest is Hotep Jesus. You can find him on HotepNation.com, BooksByBrian.com, at Vibe High. We're talking about reparations, and suddenly we're getting into the whole history of humanity and the various convergent races and racial lines as they ebb and flow through history. Very interesting topic, but I want to talk specifically about modern politics and modern racial contention and where that's exploited. Because to me, when I see talks about reparations in the modern, you know, Congress, the new Congress, to me, I see that as an exploitation of racial division in America and a sort of just, you're just making it worse. And to me, it just,
absolutely,
it's just trouble. Yeah. So do, is that how you see it as well then?
Yes, I agree with that. The thing is this. When they try and take it and turn the reparations into slavery is where I'm saying no.
Mm.
No. if there is reparations, we have to frame it around being indigenous people, because then we don't have to change anything within the government. We get the same thing that the that you call the Native Americans now. They get the casinos and everything. You just give that to black people. So there's nothing you got to change. We just want to be classified as indigenous if they're going to do the reparations talk. When they start talking all of that slavery stuff, that's where they lose me. Somebody pull up the picture of the black Republicans in Congress. I believe in the 1800s or something like that. But how do you have a people that are slaves but still sitting in Congress? That like they try to just make black people look like, oh, y'all was just slaves and that was it. But how, when we have black Republicans? You're not somebody's not telling the whole story here. So when they say reparations for being slavery, they lose me.
See, that's so interesting, because to me, that is where the argument somewhat makes sense, because we do have this history in America. It's pretty undeniable that slavery and various governmental institutions and cultural institutions, for that matter, have, you know, kept black people down for a long time, and were, you know, used the skin color, used the race as a form of differentiation and sort of a weapon of oppression. So to me, it kind of makes sense, or at least I understand the foundation of the argument, that it's like, look, you know, our country enslaved this large population of people, and we want to integrate them into the country. We want, you know, of course, this is a while ago, and the struggle continues. We want to integrate them in. We want them to be fully fledged and participatory citizens in this country. And so if we have to, you know, take a couple measures in order to get that way, I understand that argument. Although, again, I think it's punishing people who don't deserve it and rewarding other people who don't deserve it. So I disagree with it in a whole, but I actually understand that argument. But you're saying you go the other way. So what's the where do you and I differ in that?
It gets murky, because if Israel gets reparations every year, why can't get none? It gets funny like that. It's, you know what I mean? When everybody's putting their hand in the pot. And I'm paying, like, you got to understand, when Israel gets aid, I have to pay for that.
Right.
So if I'm going to pay, why can't I pay myself? And who else gets reparations from us? Countries all over the world get reparations from us. Look what the Democrats are trying to do. They're trying to give these Hispanics reparations before us. If a black family right now couldn't take care of their child, they would take the child from them, probably lock the dad up, right? And what would they do if they were illegal? The Democrats want to give them rooms at the Hilton.
Right. Right. Yeah. You're exactly right about that point. And I mean, yeah, I tend to take the sort of, I like Ann Coulter's argument that's like, well, we have these institutions that are there to make up for the slavery, and now they're being exploited by people that they were never intended for. And it's just not good. But in sort of a zoomed out role, or more of just a, you know, racial conflict, which, you know, I don't want to perpetuate that, so I don't even like talking about it really. But the way that you talk about things is so unique, because you are fairly focused on, you know, the black Americans and the black struggle in America, and yet you don't do it in a way that is contentious. You don't do it in a way that seems to pit groups against each other, you know, in the way that you see leftist activists do. So, In your philosophy, what is sort of your, I don't want to say position, but, you know, how do you think about this situation that we find ourselves in, where the racial conflict is seemingly increasing? How do you fight back against that while still maintaining your identity and, you know, fighting for your people, as you said?
Well, good is God, and God don't attack. God creates. Good people will tell you to create. Bad people will tell you to attack. I try to live a good life. And in doing so, I naturally just encourage people to create. You know, that's why I have an email list on my site. And I inspire people every day through email. I inspire people through Twitter. I inspire people through YouTube, InfoWars. You know, I tell people all the time, people don't really need information. They need inspiration. Because we're drowning in information, people need inspiration to go look at the information and decipher the information and to pull what they need from it. But they need to be inspired to do so. People are inspired to perform, you know, nonsense, basically, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's exactly right, because that's the exact opposite of what the people who want to abuse and oppress do, right? You look at Tulsa, Oklahoma and Black Wall Street back then, and one of the most just egregious and just disgusting, you know, portrayals of racism in America is when they just totally bomb out this incredibly successful and vibrant Black culture in Oklahoma, in Tulsa, in I think maybe the 30s or something. I mean, it was a little while ago. But to me, that was like, okay, what you have here in Tulsa with Black Wall Street was an example of, look, these Black people in America are succeeding on their own. They have created their own culture, or not even culture. It's in the American culture. It's their own community. It was successful. And it's like the people in power can't have that, because they want you to believe that you're helpless. They don't want you to know that you can create and that you can, you know, rise above and, you know, do your own thing. So I think that's a very effective thing. The most effective thing is, don't believe the oppressors that tell you, oh, you need us. You need to rely on the government. You need to rely on us. We'll take care of you. No, what they need is examples and inspiration to go out there and make it yourself. Are we on the same level there?
And that's exactly it. See, people are telling half truths or half stories. When you look at Tulsa, Oklahoma, and you tell the average person, you know, about Tulsa, Oklahoma, they say, well, they burned it down. Okay, that is true. But finish the story. It was rebuilt and thrived years after. And what killed it? Integration. When the white man's ice became colder than the Black man's ice. They wanted to be next to white people. They got crackatosis, as my brother General Sedge would call it.
That's very interesting. I didn't actually know that. I sort of assumed that once it was burned out, you know, that's where I saw the story ended. So you've, you know, educated me just in that alone.
Yeah. They, you know, they want to be next to white people. They love white people. I don't know what it is, what the obsession is. But they really love white people. And I'm not saying you shouldn't love white people. What I'm saying is love all people. Love right. all people, you know?
Right. And you just have to look at, you know, the history of the civil rights movement and everything. And you know that, you know, you have Martin Luther King, this like brilliant leader who says just that, love everybody. Don't fight. Show them that peaceful resistance is the right way. So, of course, the powers that be, the people in charge, they kill that guy. They're not going to kill the bad leaders. They're not going to kill the leaders that tell you, go out and, you know, cause trouble, blah, 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 you know, all this stuff. They want to kill the good leaders. They want to kill the good guys who are saying the right things. And I think people don't understand that either. They only get half the story there as well. They say, well, they killed him because they don't like Black people. No, they killed him because he was peaceful and was right about the way he approached it.
Have you ever been with a Black woman?
No.
Would you date a Black woman?
I have a fiance, so no, but yeah, of course.
But you never had no chocolate, huh? Okay.
Unfortunately, no.
Okay, so that's my thing. There's nothing wrong with that, right? But people, we're naturally tribal, and these tribes happen to run along races. The problem is they try to pit the races against each other, and they try to say it's wrong when you practice nepotism, but when other groups practice nepotism, it's applauded. But they always try to take white and Black and juxtapose us and make us fight. And that's the biggest psyop in history.
Absolutely. They need the contention. They need the conflict. It's divide and conquer for a reason. If you don't divide, they can't conquer you. That's Hotep Jesus, deep thinker, too deep for a lot of people. I think I'm right there with you. Maybe not quite as deep, but I'm trying. I'm trying. That's Hotep Jesus at Vibe High on Twitter, HotepNation.com, BooksByBrian.com. Thank you so much for being with us.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
We are inundated by talk of how the world needs to be better adapted to the needs of women. Emma Watson famously started the He for She campaign, a grammatically erroneous attempt at encouraging male advocacy for women's issues. We need more male feminists, after all, with their ever-dwindling numbers, all of them being exposed as sexual predators. And then from the right, there's a constant flow of anti-feminist videos debunking feminist arguments and curb-stomping them with the boot of logic. What is not generally talked about, however, is the male suicide epidemic. Sure, some pay lip service to it. They reference the war on boys, then they ask people to reconsider before putting their child on Adderall. But few have heard about the real problem. And while it is the final result, the male suicide epidemic is not the problem. At least not at the root. Even fewer have asked why men are killing themselves. The yearly number of suicides in men has gone from 20,000 in 1981 to 35,000 in 2016. So what could be causing such carnage? Well, for 30-year-old men from 1977 to 2016, the cost of public four-year college has increased from $8,000 to $20,000. Median debt has grown over 200% from $10,000 to $33,000. All of this is due to inflation and wage growth, right? Perhaps that pesky minimum wage artificially inflating prices? Wrong. The median income of a 30-year-old in 2016 is no different than a 30-year-old in 1977. $34,000. And in those 39 years, that number never exceeded $36,000. This is enough to furrow the brow of the most soulless free marketeer. If he were honest, even Ben Shapiro would be forced to admit that something had gone wrong somewhere along the way. The free market hadn't created the best possible living standards for everyone. But the problem runs deeper than markets. And incidentally, our fall into this mire was caused by the Republican decision to reduce everything to an economic formula. This puts you at a disadvantage when you're fighting against actual demons. Over the past 50 years, men have also lost their families. They aren't the head of household anymore. That's an abusive relic of a patriarchal past. Men are made fun of relentlessly in every sitcom and movie you can find. The American Psychological Association recently claimed that traditional masculinity, marked by stoicism, competitiveness, dominance, and aggression, is on the whole harmful. Men socialized in this way are less likely to engage in healthy behaviors. In addition to this, it is more likely than ever for a man's wife to take their son to visit drag queens. It's also more likely for a man's son to become a drag kid. And while it isn't law yet in America, we see Canada leading the way in taking children from parents that refuse to respect the child's preferred gender identity. There are innumerable factors which have played into the decline of manhood in America. A man born in this age can reasonably expect his life to follow a variation of this certain cycle. First you are born, then your parents divorce at a young age. You grow up with a single mom who talks all the time about how hard it is to be a single mom. And at the same time, she tells you everything wrong with your father, the one that you only see every other weekend and maybe on Wednesday evenings. Maybe you remind your mother a little bit too much of your father and she puts you on ADHD medication. You begin to resent your father. Maybe it's because you believe what your mother says, or maybe it's because you blame him for bringing you into such a bad world to begin with. Then you graduate high school and go to college. You spend all your time trying to earn female approval while only really valuing them for sex. You do a lot of drugs, you drink a lot of beer, you have a lot of sex, and if you're lucky, you graduate college without being charged with rape. You join the workforce and you don't get the job your degree was supposed to earn. A couple years later, you probably get married to a woman who makes more than you do. You have a child, and for a few years, things are okay. But your wife clearly doesn't respect you, and when you lose your already disappointing job, she divorces you. You see your son every other weekend during which you make an effort to be a father.
That is the brutal but poignant and hilarious report by Jake Lloyd. You can find the full video at Infowars.com. Jake joins me on the other side, and we are going to go through some of today's top headlines and break them down for you. You will not want to miss it. It has been a star-studded show, and the show continues in the third hour. Stay with us, folks. This is the David Knight Show. I'm Harrison Smith, sitting in for David Knight. Infowars.com/show. Send it out.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. We are now into the third hour of the David Knight Show for this, the 11th of January, 2019. My guest today, or my guest for this entire hour, is Jake Lloyd. He'll be co-hosting with me as we run through some of these headlines. Is Jake on the line, fellas? All right, how you doing, Jake?
I'm good, Harrison. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. You have me and the entire crew cracking up with that last report. A stroke of genius. Was this something you were just inspired to do, or is this something you've been thinking about for a while? I could tell there was a lot of inspiration there. It must have taken a long time to write that. Was because it's a little different than your normal reports, but I thought it was excellent. The crew agrees with me. So was this inspirational, or was something, did something inspire you to make this?
Well, I'm glad that I was able to make to bring some laughs out there. It's a very serious, kind of depressing topic if you take it just at face value. So I tried to kind of include some humorous notes in there every few seconds where possible. But you know, it's a topic that's kind of been on my mind for a little while, and I saw this tweet by a guy on Twitter named Jeff Giza. He was actually the one that tweeted out those charts that were in there from Axios that I included in the video, talking about the median debt, the median income, the increase in college tuition, the number of men going to college going down, the number of homeownership going down in men. And it's a very bleak, very depressing picture painted by these graphs. And the article by Axios is being 30 then and now. And so I took a look at that, and the topic has been on my mind for a while because, like I say in the video, we talk a lot about feminism and how feminism is incorrect in so many different ways. What we don't talk about is why that is bad for men and why the other things are bad for men. So I looked into it. I was looking at the decrease in employment and meaningful employment for men. But then I was thinking that, you know, that's really not the only thing wrong. And I, you know, the drag queen stuff and all these different other different things. So that's kind of where my inspiration came from, if you could call it that.
Yeah, no, we're seeing stories all over the place now, where they're, I know, especially in England, where they really went full bore on this, you know, getting girls into engineering and that sort of stuff. And then you look at where the men are now, and they're below women on just about everything. Now, if we were to take their logic and apply it, you know, logically, the way logic is supposed to be applied, well, now there should be, you know, a big push to get men into college and to reform college to be more, you know, male friendly. Of course, we know that's not going to happen. Their logic is never, you know, never consistent between one thing and the other. And then yesterday, of course, we have, you know, it's one thing when you have far leftist activists or far leftist media, outlets going after men and saying men are wrong. But now we have the American Psychiatric Association. This is the people who actually set what is and is not a psychiatric disorder. And now they're coming out and saying that masculinity is a mental illness because of things like determination or achievement. And Millie Weaver pointed out yesterday with me, they say anti-femininity is a characteristic of masculinity. And she points out that, no, you want femininity because femininity and masculinity go together like a hand in glove. They fit perfectly with each other. They make up for each other's shortcomings and they take advantage of each other's abilities. And so it's this sick, it's not even against men, it's against humanity as a whole. They're simply using men as sort of a scapegoat. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the way that men and women are supposed to work, it's supposed to be a complementary situation as well as a supplementary situation. I know that typically complementary and supplementary are not the same, you know, they don't go together, but it's true. You know, where a man falls short, a woman is able to pick up the slack, you know, with raising children, for example. Men are very good at instruction. They're very good at instilling discipline. But with women, they're much better at nurturing. Then that's an area that men fall short. And they also, you know, their qualities complement each other. So masculinity and femininity are imperative to each other. And in order to have a healthy level of femininity, you have to have a healthy level of masculinity and vice versa. And that's part of what I'm talking about in this report here, is that without the masculinity involved, you have femininity run amok, and that ends in some really bad situations. And that's why single motherhood is kind of, you know, and these are hard facts. These are uncomfortable facts, things that people don't like to talk about. And for good reason, it's very uncomfortable. But single motherhood is one of the highest predictors of criminality. It's one of these things that foreshadows that this child, for boys at least, this boy has a high likelihood of being a criminal or being involved in drug use or alcohol abuse. So these are things that we don't really have as much data on single fatherhood because of the fact that 90% of the time, at least, children go with the mother. But at the moment, that's all the data we have. So having one without the other is not sufficient. And, you know, I haven't even looked at the data for children raised by two mothers or two fathers. I don't even know what the data is on that, but we can only speculate based on what we see now.
Right. And the common refrain, which is true, is that the number one predictor for success in life is having a two-parent household in which your parents are married. And I mean, you're right. I mean, they're both exploiting and destroying femininity as they destroy masculinity. And we know that, you know, for example, the black population in America, 75% of children are born to single mothers. This is a catastrophe. This is a just crisis on an epidemic level. And so it is uncomfortable to talk about this, but this is what InfoWars is about. This is what we're here to do. Is you cannot defeat the evil if you don't look it in the eyes and understand it, you know, thoroughly. Then you can fight back against it. But this whole, like, you know, yeah, if I can't see it, it's not happening sort of thing is how we got here. And so we can't just go off feelings and say, well, I don't want to feel like I'm discriminated for some reason. And now we have to reshape our entire society to fit the feelings of a few outliers. That's how we got to this situation. So what you're doing in this report, what we're trying to do here at InfoWars is trying to do exactly that, is face this very dangerous tiger and look it in the eyes and don't look away and focus it and understand it thoroughly so we can combat it, so we can get to a place where everybody's doing better. And it's difficult to do that, but it is so important that we make that effort.
And if I can add, this is kind of the role, you know, this is another uncomfortable thing to bring up that, you know, may upset some people, but this is kind of the role in men in politics. Men and women have a different temperament. Men are willing to address certain things that men are not, that women are not willing to address in politics. It's the same reason why men, you know, if you look at men voting, men will vote for the wall, whereas women on in a much larger percentage won't. It's just because there's a difference in temperament, and that's good. This is not something we should despise. This is not something that we should be angry about. It's not a negative that women have this. It just shows the differences in the roles that we each have in families all the way up to the highest parts of society. So this is kind of, this is why temperament in politics is very important to acknowledge, and this is why it's important that we do bring these difficult things up, because they need to be worked through, and we just need the people in there that will actually talk about them and address them.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And I mean, I would think that everybody has the experience, but I've definitely had the experience in my life where I don't even know if I should tell this story, but there was one time that, and to me, this just sort of illustrates the difference between men and women. I was at a concert with a girl, a friend of mine, and this other girl came up to us, and she was on drugs, and she was not feeling well, and she'd lost her friends, and she was all out of her mind and couldn't handle things. And my response, I was about to be like, look, you're fine. Nothing's wrong. Like, stop freaking out. You're in a safe place. Like, your friends didn't leave. Like, just calm. You know, I wanted to deal with her logically. Whereas, the girl I was with was just sort of played along, was like, well, now the universe brought you here to us, and now we're your friends. And that hit that girl's mind. You know, this girl is on drugs. That calmed her down. She was like, okay. And I realized, I was like, oh my God, thank God I didn't say anything, because I was trying to deal with it straightforward. Here's the facts. Stop freaking out.
Right.
You're fine. Just cut it out. Where you need that feminine, sort of empathy, where they understand what the other person's going through, and they can deal with them in a way that is necessary to reach, you know, a satisfactory conclusion. And to me, I was like, okay, I was dealing that situation like a man. She dealt with it like a woman. And in that situation, just like in many situations, the woman was right. That was the correct way to deal with things. I was wrong in that situation because of, I guess you could call it, my masculinity. But it's not a 100% always good, always bad sort of thing. It's per situation. It's they need the complementary to work.
Defeat the globalist, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100. $250 or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The big story in the news continues to be the hand-wringing and the contention over the government shutdown and the wall. This was an excellent tweet that I found that really shows just how ridiculous this entire conversation is. Harrison Smith, by the way, sitting in for David Knight today. Jake Lloyd, InfoWars reporter, is my guest. We're going to talk about some of these big headlines, and there are a lot to get to. In fact, we could be 24 hours away from a total global financial crisis. We'll get to that in the next segment, but for now I want to talk about this wall. So this tweet says, it's from a guy named Mike Tresco. He says, Trump is asking for a $5.7 billion out of a annual budget of $4.407 trillion. In other words, Trump is asking for $57 out of an annual budget of $44,000. Think about that. Imagine your other half saying, we are not going back to work, the kids aren't getting their allowances, and no bills are getting paid until you give up the idea of spending $57 to fence in our yard. This is what Pelosi and Schumer have halted our government for. It really helps put it in perspective if you think about a $44,000 a year budget or income, and you're causing this much trouble over $57. It's absolutely ridiculous. But we see in the news, they're trying to fight back against the funny things that, that Trump has been tweeting and posting, and a lot of Trump supporters have been posting, such as videos of Barack Obama or Chuck Schumer coming out in support of the wall years ago, completely contradicting their current positions. They come back, you know, the left comes back and posts some video of Trump giving an inspirational speech and using a wall as a metaphor for obstacles in life, as if that is some sort of win for the liberals. But the other thing that they're constantly saying is that they're making fun of Trump supporters by saying that Trump, he never meant Mexico would write a check for the wall. They're acting like Trump somehow tricked his supporters into thinking Mexico would pay for the wall, and now he's reneging on that or somehow going back on what he said earlier. This clip from the campaign shows otherwise.
I don't expect he's going to write a check, but what you're saying is that they will have to make concessions.
Well, there's many different ways.
So in other words, you don't expect Mexico to say, Trump, here's a check
because
for $10 billion.
That's not feasible. It wouldn't look good.
So you think the deals that you make with it will more than compensate for the wall?
Even if we tax them, we may tax them. Okay, it doesn't make any difference. Look, we lose a tremendous amount.
So there you go. From the campaign, Trump saying what he's still saying. I never said Mexico would pay for the wall with a check. I said we'd do it through tariffs and trade deals. Jake, is this just another liberal fail? Is that all we're seeing here?
Well, it's hard for me because I almost want to do what the liberals do, because what they're saying is not that Trump bamboozled people, because it's obvious that when Trump says we're going to build a wall and Mexico is going to pay for it, he's not saying Mexico's going to write a check. It's obvious that he's saying we're going to tariff them, we're going to make trade deals, we're going to, you know, they're going to have to make, make compromises on things, and they're going to, you know, we're going to, it's going to be a fair and level playing field. But what the Democrats are saying is not that Trump tricked people, but that Trump voters are stupid and that they would have actually believed him when he said that Trump, that Mexico's just going to write a check. And it's kind of a fine line, because I'm struggling to say either they're lying or they are that stupid where they actually go, wow, Trump really believes that they're going to write a check. And it's hard because I don't want to just jump to that conclusion to say, well, they're just stupid. But with them, you know, with Trump supporters, with us, with you and I, with everybody there at InfoWars, it's either that we are mistaken or we're telling the truth. We're either telling the truth or we are mistaken. It cannot be said with the Democrats, because you look at what they say and it's false. So either they are just stupid or they're lying. And I don't know which one is better, but they're stupid or they're lying. It can't be said. The same thing cannot be said for them, that they might just be wrong. You know, they might be good intentioned, but wrong.
Right. And of course, it reveals just what a low opinion they have of their fellow Americans, that they are willing to believe that we are so dumb that we are willing to believe that, Trump said that Mexico would pay a check for the wall. It just shows a total, disrespect for, you know, our reasons for doing anything. But what is your, have you been paying attention to the contention over the wall? What's the latest that's happening there? Or, what's your read of the situation? I identify the Republicans as a weak link. We haven't seen much. I mean, we have a story that, you know, talks about, and Trump constantly talks about the great unity in the Republican Party. You know, I wish I could believe him, but I look at the Republicans and I'm like, I don't trust you as far as I can throw you. You might be saying you're unified, but you're probably working behind the scenes. Am I just being too suspicious? What's your read on the situation?
I think that's a pretty good assessment. You know, you look at a lot of different situations in history, and you can have a very strong leader, a very strong front man, but it kind of, you definitely have to have the people behind you backing you up. You know, when Napoleon returned from his exile at Elba and he said, you know, behold your emperor, you know, I don't remember the exact quote, but shoot me if you must. If the soldiers hadn't loved him so much and they had been like, you know, okay, whatever, it wouldn't have been the same story. He actually would have been shot or just re-imprisoned, you know, that sort of thing. So with Trump can say, yeah, we're not going to do anything unless you give us funding for the wall. And that sounds really great. But then when it comes down to it, if the Republicans don't back him up, it's a serious problem. But I don't know. I see him. He's really being very hard on this whole on the border situation in general. And I think that's very good. I think that we need to see a continued shutdown. I'm kind of wary of any national security emergency attempts. I think that's good. I think that right now he's primarily using that as a chip, saying, look, if you don't do this, you know, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The easy way is to give me the funding. I think that the hard way is definitely the national security emergency. The problem is it's not only hard for the Democrats. It's not only a bad situation for them that makes them look bad. It's also very difficult for us because, number one, the courts can shut it down. We got to fight to get it through. But also it's kind of bad for us because it takes away the bargaining chip and it can totally neuter our negotiations. You see this happen last year with the border negotiations. Last government shutdown last year, and Trump was saying, you know, give me funding for the wall and we'll renegotiate DACA to make it a permanent thing. Well, then the court steps in and says, no, DACA is non-negotiable. It's staying in place now. And of course that got challenged and it, you know, that's not the case. But at that time, it totally, totally neutered Trump's negotiation strategy. So we don't want to see the same thing happen now with the national security emergency, but it could work out in our favor because Pat Buchanan today wrote a piece saying that we should, in fact, see the national security emergency declared. So I don't know. It's kind of up in the air, but that's kind of what I'm seeing right now.
Well, you're right. And you're right in the fact that he at least has an out, because what I'm seeing now are these two sides that have dug in so deeply. Neither one of them can really end it with and save face, right? Chuck and Nancy they've said the wall is immoral. They've said it's evil, basically. So if they suddenly say, okay, we'll give you the wall, they've boxed themselves in where they have to be admitting that they're immoral, or they just they would lose so much face and lose so much, respectability, the very little that they have left that's manufactured by the media, that is. But they can't. They can't give in to Trump, just like Trump has put himself in this position where he can't give in to them. But they don't have that out. They don't have that secret chip in the back pocket that Trump has that says, hey, I can declare a national emergency. It gets me a win, or at least gets me to end this contention and end this conflict without losing too much face and without giving in to Chuck and Nancy. So with all things, laid out before us, it seems like Trump is the only one with that upper hand position. Stay with us, folks. We'll talk about the yellow vest and the impending purposeful economic meltdown coming to Europe. It's exciting.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day.
Well, thank you.
I mean, never.
at Infowars.com/show.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. And now, The David Knight Show.
A lot of news yet to get to today in this last hour, last half of the last hour of The David Knight Show. Jake Lloyd, InfoWars reporter, joins me. You can follow him at Jacob C. Lloyd on Twitter. You can follow me, Harrison H. Smith, on Twitter. Let's see, where do we even start? We have Muslim Representative Carson envisages future with Muslim speaker or Muslims serving at every level of the government, really coming out and just laying on the table their plans for a hostile takeover of this once Christian nation. You have Dianne Feinstein announcing a new assault weapons ban bill. We just have everything. We have the U.S. starting the withdrawal of military hardware from Syria for security reasons. You can find all these stories and more at Infowars.com. Of course, that's the place where you can go to see just about everything we talk about here. And InfowarsStore.com is where you go to support our effort and our war that we wage against the ever-present and ever-threatening tyrants of the New World Order. Now, one of the biggest threats to the New World Order is the Yellow Vest protest in France. And we could, ladies and gentlemen, be less than 24 hours away from a global financial collapse, a controlled burn, if you will, as the Yellow Vests have planned a mass withdrawal of money from the banks. Of course, they work on a fractional reserve system, meaning they do not have enough money to cover all of their debts or even all of their holdings in savings accounts. So if a massive amount of people, such as the protesters in France, were to all withdraw their money at once, it would theoretically create a run on the banks. And some people are saying that this threatens to bring down the euro itself. Jake, have you been keeping an eye on this? And what is your opinion on the Yellow Vest protests here in France?
I actually hadn't heard too much about this newest decision by the Yellow Vest, but I think it's fantastic. The banks, that's one thing that we don't talk about enough these days. It used to kind of be central to our side of the political sphere, is, you know, acknowledging that the banks are, you know, the multinational banks are an enormous problem and that they run a lot of the stuff that we see to be bad. You know, the euro is central to the European Union. Without the euro, the EU does not have much leverage. So if they could collapse the euro. Now, I would preface that by saying that this will cause a lot of problems for a lot of people, but that's okay. That's fine. I was talking last night to somebody about how people are afraid to do anything. People are afraid to, you know, they're like, well, I could fix my country by, we could all withdraw all our money from the bank and we could really get the attention of the people in power who are putting us through this nonsense.
But you have to suffer. You have to suffer, and people are too comfortable. They use our comfort as a weapon against us.
Exactly. 100% they use comfort as a weapon against us. People are like, I could do that, but then, you know, I might have to spend a night out in the cold. You know, I might get chased out of my home. I might die. I might go hungry for a little while. I might not get to watch TV on Saturday. I might have to do things that are slightly uncomfortable.
People might call me a bad name, so I'm not going to stand up for myself. I mean, the very slightest amount of discomfort totally turns people into cowards these days, because we're so used to this level of comfort that they've lured us into and made us very comfortable and nice. And don't worry. Don't do anything. Don't fight back. That would be hard. You'd be called naughty names. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Watch your TV. Play your video games. It's a very good trick. They've pulled it off well. I agree.
And we listen to them. They are the ones telling us this stuff. Now, of course, people on their own would be like, you know, oh, I don't want to be uncomfortable. But who do we listen to? We listen to the people on TV, MSNBC, CNN, Fox. They're like, don't do this. This would be bad. This would cause a downturn in the economy, and it would be really bad. It would have a recession. We would do, you know, we would have this or that. And we're like, oh, okay, guy, they have a vested interest in convincing us that our efforts to undermine them are bad. Hmm. They don't want to be undermined, so they're going to tell us that undermining them would be bad for everybody. So we don't. Why are we listening to them when they are the ones that we're trying to bring down?
That's such a good point. It's because they control the media. We don't have anybody else to listen to unless you go out of your way to find places like InfoWars or other free speech sort of platforms. And we have, I mean, the Yellow Vests, they're getting extreme and they know what they're talking about. You see a sign being held outside of a Rothschild bank that says the Rothschilds financed Hitler and now they're financing Macron. So these people, they know their history. They know, you know, the powers that be that will play either side against one another. They do not have an ideology one way or the other. It's simply who will be most easily manipulated. And the people of France have had enough. They've had enough. And you even have, this is a story, we talked about it with Paul. This is by Paul Joseph Watson on Infowars.com. French Green Party founder says Europeans must have less children to make way for Muslim migrants. And this is what I've been saying forever, is that this Yellow Vest movement, and this is just speculation, but if Macron or these globalist, you know, people in power had their say, they would probably just, everybody with a yellow vest gets a bullet. That's how they would feel. Because if you look at their plan, that's their long-term plan. It's not violent, or, I mean, it is just as violent, but it's not as shocking as, okay, well, let's just go kill all the yellow vest. But
well,
in reality, that's
the
what
woman
they
on
want.
The street?
Sorry?
With the stroller?
Yes.
There was a woman walking down the street and with a yellow vest on. She's just pushing a stroller. She's not protesting. There's no protest going on where she is at that moment. She's just pushing a stroller and she's wearing the yellow vest, either saying maybe she came from a protest, maybe she's going to one, or she's just walking down the street showing like, I am a part of this group. I have problems with the government. And the police come up. They take the stroller away from her. They put her in the back of a police van and they take her to jail.
And they take her baby away to God knows where. And the crazy thing about that is that a lot of people wear these yellow vests for safety as they walk around the street. So I don't think she was going to a protest or a part of a protest. I think she just wears that when she walks with her stroller for an extra, you know, added layer of safety. But that's the level that they're at. You wear a yellow vest now, prepare to be ripped away from your child and thrown into a police van. They are so scared of this movement. But you have to think about the fact that, you know, Macron has come out and said he's basically inviting 200 million Africans to France in the next couple years. And, you know, UN Agenda 21, and of course you can see the footage now if you're a TV viewer, if you're watching online streaming, they are physically ripping this woman away from her child as she tries to hang on to the stroller. They are tearing her away. This is in the Netherlands, right? So this isn't France where the protests are going on. There is no protest activity going on around her whatsoever. And yet they rip her away and are throwing her in the back of a van. Sickening. Sickening stuff reminiscent of somewhere like Nazi Germany or totalitarian China. It is absolutely disgusting. And these are the lengths that these people will go to maintain their power and to subjugate their subjects. And so, but when you think about it, you think about their plans for immigration, you think about Agenda 21, you think about replacement migration, it's just a slow version of, all right, if you're protesting, we're going to kill you and replace you with somebody from a different country. That's what they're doing. They just aren't doing it outright. They're doing it slowly. They're doing it over generations. They're doing it with this slow drip and saying it's a good thing and saying, no, no, you're just too needy, you French people. You French people who expect to inherit the bounty of your history, who expect to be passed on the wealth that your nation has built up and accumulated and built over the past generations. These, you know, upstart French people, these yellow vests, they think they deserve that. They think that they deserve the bounty that has been fought for them by their forefathers. And the people in power say, no, you don't get that. You need to move to a city. You need to give up everything. You need to live off the government. You need to live off subsidies. And, you know, you don't need a car. You need to only go where we want you to go. You need to only do what we say that you need to do. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, Germany has just thoroughly confirmed that it is illegal to homeschool in the country of Germany. Germany, you are no longer able to teach your own children what you want to teach them. No, no. No, no. You silly Germans, you think you have a right to decide what's good for your child? No, no, no. You're in Germany. The state decides what's good for your child. The state decides what your child learns and is taught in school. You try to get in the way, prepare to go to jail and have your kids forcibly taken away from you. It's sick, it's totalitarianism, and it's coming here.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, a swarm of locusts has descended on Mecca, on the world's largest mosque. They're experiencing a swarm of locusts. Some people are calling this a plague. They're likening it to the biblical plagues of locusts. I think that these are just devout locusts on their pilgrimage, their once-in-a-life pilgrimage to Mecca. God bless them as they complete their pilgrimage. It's necessary for all devout Muslims. These locusts need to be left alone and allowed to worship in peace. That's what?
Hordes of creatures swarming into our, wherever we, you know, if we want to, if they want to worship with us, that's fine. If they want to, you know, fly into our homes and live with us, I think that's fine. I think that hordes of locusts coming to live with people is great. I think we should accept them.
All right, we're in dangerous territory here. That's my,
maybe they can make up for the low birth rates of our native locusts.
Oh, God. All right, I have to stop you there. I have to stop you there before we really are canceled for good. And, of course, Travis, our producer, corrects me. It should Allah bless them. Allah bless them. Not God bless them. But here's another pretty just ridiculous story here. Drugs and syringes have become such a problem in Starbucks bathrooms that the company is now installing needle disposal boxes in certain locations. Jake, can you elucidate this for me? Can you possibly understand what would have occurred that would have caused it to get to the point that used needles are such a problem that Starbucks is installing dispensing trash cans in their bathrooms? What could possibly have brought this about?
I would imagine, I bet the Starbucks CEO is he's just crying all the time now. He's like, please just make it stop. We'll do anything. What have I done? The Pandora's box that's been opened. You know, homeless people can sleep in the bathroom if they want to. The doors are unlocked all the time. You know, obviously not closing hours, but if you want to hang out in a Starbucks bathroom, that's fine. If you want to do heroin in a Starbucks bathroom, that's fine.
It's well lit, generally clean. I can't think of a better place to do heroin, personally.
Exactly. I mean, why not do heroin in a clean bathroom that, you know, somebody else will take care of for you? They've got a needle disposal box there for you and everything. They just make it real easy for you to come in and do it. You know, if you build it, they will come. That's the saying. So
I frankly think it's very unfortunate that they aren't providing clean needles. I think we need to take a you know, a page from Seattle or San Diego's playbook and start providing free needles in Starbucks for people to shoot up. I mean, this is ridiculous. And of course, if you follow the news whatsoever, you know that this is the consequence of that completely fabricated and manufactured story from last year. I think it was last year. Time flies. Of two black guys who were in Starbucks who asked to go to the restroom. They were told they had to buy something. Suddenly, it's this big, you know, racist hullabaloo, and Starbucks has to completely change all of its, they have to say, no, we're not racist. Anybody can come in. Anybody can come use our restrooms. You don't have to buy anything, and you never have to leave. And this is what happens when you give in to the PC culture. This is what happens when you give them an inch. They take it a mile, and soon you are, having to supply needle disposal boxes for the junkies in your bathroom.
And if you allow them to stay there, then you have to allow disposal boxes. And then you're right. You know, the only logical thing is to supply them with clean needles. Maybe the next logical step is to supply them with clean heroin, safe heroin. Who knows? I mean, it's better, you know, better to give them the safe heroin that they're less likely to die from than end up with a homeless man in your bathroom, right?
You know, I thought Starbucks was progressive, but if they're not supplying free heroin for their junkies, then I say we need to protest. Kidding, obviously. There's a lot of stories to get to. This is one from a couple days ago, and I want to get to it before the end of the week. Miami Beach cops use tethered blimp for surveillance to get around drone ban. So now we literally have surveillance blimps floating above Miami Beach to patrol for crime, supposedly, but what it is just a constant unblinking eye in the sky, the eye of Sauron, surveilling all citizens all the time. Oh, but it's not a drone, so it's fine. This is the slow and yet rapidly increasing creep of the totalitarian police state. Have you seen this, Jake?
I hadn't seen it, but they missed a really good opportunity to actually paint an eye on the side of the blimp. I think that would have been great. It's actually kind of got the eye shape if you look at it. So that would have, you know, kind of would have completed it, but maybe that's too on the nose. Yeah, you can make these laws. You can make anti-drone laws. You can make all different types of you can have anti-surveillance laws, but if you do that, then they're just going to have other laws that kind of get around and say, well, it's not surveillance. It's just to prevent terrorism, or it's to do this or to do that. So no matter what precautions, and we've seen that, we have the Bill of Rights. It's very, very explicit in what is not illegal You're supposed to be secure in your papers, personal effects, etc. But we're not. So it doesn't matter what rights are assured to you. It doesn't matter what laws there are to safeguard certain liberties. It's kind of like David Knight says in that little promo that runs in the breaks, is that our rights are not what are written on a piece of paper. It's what you're willing to fight for, to yeah. stand up and defend. So until we're willing to do something, we're just going to have more blimps. We're going to have, you know, we're going to have more aerial technicalities that'll get around yeah. the laws against the surveillance thing.
Yes, the explicit restrictions of the Bill of Rights. And that's what, you know, reminds me of what you talk about, is having this comprehensive movement of conservatives and movement of ideology, really, that needs to be, as you put it, comprehensive. It needs to sort of cover everything. And it's ground that we are currently, we as in conservatives or Republicans or people on the right side of the aisle, that we are now ceding to the Democrats. They are putting forward bills to quote unquote protect internet privacy. Well, they are the ones, or people on their side are the ones violating internet privacy. And yet we're allowing them to try to make the bills to protect internet privacy. This is the type of thing that Republicans need to get out in front of. Stop reacting and start acting, and put bills out there that say from now on, the Fourth Amendment that protects your right to privacy and your right to not have your papers go through, that now extends to the internet. You would now have a right to have your personal information be yours alone and not allowed to be sold or stolen or, you know, collected by large corporations. We need to get out in front of this and use the government in a correct way, not to oppress and to, you know, move money around, but to, in fact, protect our rights as they are facing new threats that have never been faced before. As technology advances, we need to advance our protection against those technologies. We need our Republican, people in the government to do this, to get out in front of it and not just let the liberals take this over and manipulate it.
I have a great idea, Harrison. We have a lot of commissions in Congress. We have a lot of oversight committees. Maybe the Republicans should put a law, maybe they should sponsor a bill and try to pass this into law, that anybody who proposes a law that infringes upon the constitutional rights of American citizens should go to jail. And we should create a constitutional committee or a commission that reviews these laws whenever there's a flag. Maybe somebody puts a flag on it, goes, this kind of looks like it's kind of getting close to infringing upon the Fourth Amendment, invading people's right to privacy. And then this gets reviewed by the committee. Maybe it gets reviewed by courts. I don't know, but some type of safeguard that says anybody that is sponsoring a bill that would infringe upon the constitutional rights of the citizens will go to jail. I think that might deter some of the actions that we see from our elected officials.
Well, I know Dianne Feinstein would be in a yellow suit fairly rapidly as she announces a new quote unquote assault weapons ban bill in the Senate. When you can find that story at Infowars.com. Dianne Feinstein announces new assault weapon ban bill. Hey, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying we need comprehensive, it's like, you know, you have Marco Rubio saying he doesn't even know who Alex Jones is, and he's on the committee that's supposed to protect people like Alex Jones from being abused by people like Facebook and Twitter. The people in charge now are utterly unequipped or unwilling to make the effort to get out in front of this technology or to even understand what it takes to fight back against the people who are trying to take our rights away. Jake Lloyd, thank you so much for joining me for this hour. Last word before I let you go.
Well, I'm glad to be on. Thanks for having me today. But you're right. Like you mentioned, Republicans really need to stop reacting. We need to stop being on the back foot, stop dodging attacks and swiping things left and right. You can't only do wax on, wax off stuff to block the attacks. You have to actually get out there. You have to be on the offensive. At some point, you have to be in attack mode, and we have to do something to proactively move towards a goal rather than just trying to play goalie and stop the Democrats from getting to theirs.
That's exactly right. We need action, not reaction. We need people to grab the bull by the horns, not turn and run from the beast, because it's going to catch you if you try to do that. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. It's been a fantastic week. I thank you so much for joining me. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Show your appreciation there for what we do. I do hope you appreciate it and you join me next week. Stay with us, folks.
We've
taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.